I'm Marcus Smith, and this is Constant Wonder. This month, as Christmas draws near, join me on a journey called Advent. Constant Wonder will mark this venerable tradition, a calendar of hopeful anticipation, with daily short episodes. A new Advent experience every day all the way through the 25th. Together with special guests, we'll seek out the wonder and awe felt by so many people during this season of hope, reverence, peace, and goodwill. It's December 12th. Genevieve Page is a fine artist who for nearly two decades now has painted professionally. In just a moment, you'll hear her tell the story behind her 2014 nativity painting, beloved by so many, titled Little Lamb. While contemplating various conceptual possibilities for this artwork, Genevieve came across some surprising scholarship that pointed to a very strong probability that the manger in which, according to Luke's account, the baby Jesus was laid, was unlikely to have been made of wood or filled with straw. Far more likely would have been a water trough made of stone. This simple but striking insight led Genevieve Page to consider some beautiful resonances between birth and burial, joy and sacrifice. She'll explain for us how this all came together for her personally, and of course we'll tell you where to look for the painting online.
I never really intended on being a religious painter. I was going to be a children's book illustrator. And then even when I started oil painting, I painted more journal experiences from my life and things that mattered to me. I called them spiritual themes. I painted spiritual things, but I was not a biblical painter. And then it was in 2014 that I had an idea come into my mind, and the idea was that I should attempt a nativity painting. And I said, no, I would not like to do that. But I feel God is persistent with me, and that idea kept coming into my mind. And so I said, fine, I'll read the Bible. I'll read Luke 2, and then I'll think if I really want to paint it. So I read it. I wrote some notes in my journal and realized that we create these really elaborate scenes in movies and plays, and all nativity scenes are the wise men and the shepherds and the angel, and there's donkeys and camels and sheep. And I think that broad picture was too overwhelming for me to even think about painting. But when I wrote about it, I realized it's actually pretty simple. It's just Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And I was like, oh, so it's just baby bands, manger, Mary. That's pretty simple. When I do my paintings, I try to put a lot of research behind them, especially as an illustration student. So I started researching whatever I could about first century mangers, and I came across the work of archaeologist Jeffrey Chadwick. And he wrote a book called The Stone Manger, and I was just, my mind was blown open. And in the book, he talks about how anything made out of limestone that they could in the first century, they did, because limestone was their most plentiful resource. And I actually ended up emailing Professor Chadwick to get his feedback, and he sent me pictures of first century stone mangers that he had personally uncovered in his archaeological digs. And I was floored. Because, you know, you just, it's so hard because it's like that wooden manger that you grew up seeing everywhere just like explodes, shatters in your mind. And you think, wow, I've been wrong this whole time. And Professor Chadwick was amazing because he also told me that they didn't collect and store hay because grass grew year round. Hence, the shepherds were in the fields tending to the flocks, and that these mangers would have been used for water. And you're like, but he was asleep on the hay. And so all of these images in your mind, from the big Hollywood picture to the hay, and it just all continues to break up. And then as I started working on the swathing bands, I found out that women would embroider their swaddling bands, that when a girl became betrothed, she would begin embroidering them with symbols of her heritage and that of her spouse. So these bands were literally a symbol of these two families coming together as one. And I was like, that is so beautiful and cool. And actually, in the marriage ceremony, the couple's hands would be wrapped with these swaddling bands, and the phrase tie the knot comes from this ancient practice. Whoa, mind blown. So then I think, wow, I guess I couldn't think of an image I had ever seen of baby Jesus in a limestone manger without hay, in embroidery, like an embroidered linen. Well, then I had a cool job to do. So I got some limestone, got some linen. My friend was pregnant, and I said, when your son is 7 days old, I will come for him. And she was kind enough to let me come 7 days postpartum because I wanted like a brand new baby with a wrinkly forehead and all the things. So I do this photo shoot, and my model just happened to be named Luke, which was darling. And I chose to paint an image of the baby looking up to the light, symbolic of all the ways that Christ would throughout his life look up to light. And then I'm almost finished with the painting, and again, a question comes into my head. And the question is, Jenity, when else in his life will he be wrapped in white linen and placed on a stone? And all of a sudden I can see, you know, a painting of the entombment by Karl Bloch, of Christ being wrapped in linen and placed on the stone, and realizing that these very few things that we actually know about the birth of Jesus Christ actually foreshadowed his purpose and mortality, that he was born to die, that he was the great and last sacrifice, that he was the Lamb of God. And so I titled the painting Little Lamb. And it was such a gift to me. And as I received all of this inspiration as I was working on the painting, I would just stand back and weep, because it had only been a few years since I had lost my firstborn son, and literally had almost seen my son on an altar, so to speak, because he had suffered in the hospital for almost 2 months. And to think that God would send his son on our behalf, and that he would send him prepackaged this way as the great and last sacrifice, it just, all I could think of was, God so loved the world. And I felt God kind of commiserating with me in the death of my own son, that he knew what it felt like, and just how much love he has for us. Having been through my own personal experience and my own loss, I can tell you that it's a lot harder to sacrifice your son than it is to sacrifice yourself. I would put myself in my son's situation 100 times over than have to watch him go through it. So I guess I learned so many things from that experience, but the overarching idea was just how much God loves us.
You can find this painting, Little Lamb by Jenity Page, from our website, byuradio.com/constantwonder. Be sure to share Constant Wonder, and especially our Advent series, maybe with a friend or loved one, somebody who may be looking for a way to infuse their holiday season with deeper meaning. As always, you can find Constant Wonder on our website or on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode was produced by Jess Scoville, with help from Lily Jensen and Mamie Teeples. Tomorrow, our Advent series continues here on Constant Wonder, a conversation with Dr. Francis Collins, former director of the NIH and the Human Genome Project. Collins is a brilliant scientist. When he was younger, he was weighing a career as a rock musician, if the science thing didn't work out. He still has a broad interest in music, and tomorrow he brings us his perspective on Handel's Messiah Oratorio. I'm Marcus Smith. Constant Wonder is a production of BYU Radio.